All right, Shavua Tov, everybody. Hello, we are on Daf Samach Tet. Right, Samach Tet, that stands for Svaradi Tahor. You know, it's in the old days, people used to write it after their name. Like you had Svaradim, like my father-in-law came from the Congo, like people who considered their lineage to be pure. Svaradi and not like African interference. They would write Samach Tet after their name. It was like a proper. Like a status symbol. Okay, so we're on Daf. So we're on Daf Samach Tet.
Samach
Tahor. Samach Tahor. We saw that yesterday, right? At the two dots there at the bottom of the Amud Bet of Samach Tet. So now we had Bnei Rav Ilish. This we got up to yesterday. Okay, the story. So now we just saw now that when you have a iska and you got two people and they're splitting the profits, you cannot have the guy working for free. Because if the entrepreneur is working for free, so then he's basically paying you ribbit for your money. So you'd have to pay him as well a bit of labor. We saw the machloket between Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon, how much you had to pay him. And we said, halacha was like Rabbi Yehuda, you only had to pay him a little bit, right? But it turns out actually that the halacha is really like Rabbi Shimon. You got to pay him the full fee. That's the halacha in terms of Shulchan Aruch. But so now the Gemara says as follows. Now we have a story, we'll see it'll come clear in the next Mishnah, I think. We have a story with Bnei Rav Ilish. So Bnei Rav Ilish, Nafa Kalayu, who started, Hava Ketibay, Palgab, Agar Palgab, Efset. So obviously, after Rav Ilish died, somebody brought to his Yoshim a star that said that he had basically done the deal. Looks like he was the entrepreneur here. Oh, I don't know, actually, to be honest, I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. Whatever the case was, where there was a split deal here on the profits, but there was no salary. And that's really the question. Okay, what's going on here?
Does it always have to be a split?
It could, doesn't have to be 50-50, it can be anything. It can be any.
You're making the person really an invest, you know.
That's the whole idea of ISCA. The whole idea of ISCA is that there's no loan. When he says $100,000 is the investment, so he comes to me and says, listen, you know how to work, I know how to, I've got lots of money, so I will lend you $50,000, and $50,000 I'm investing with you. And then on the $50,000 of your loan, you're responsible for that loan. On the $50,000 of mine, I'm investing as risk capital. And then if we make $20,000 on the profit, so $10,000 is on your $50,000 that you invested because you owned it, you borrowed it from me. And $10,000 profit is on my $50,000 I lent to you. And I invested with you.
Gives $100,000.
Puts up all the capital.
Okay.
But half he gives to the entrepreneur the loan, and half is an investment. So now the question is, if they just split the money, and he pays him back his loan, and they split the profits, so he was working for you.
Right, so that's rebate.
And that would be the rebate. So therefore you've got to have in the contract an amount of pay, that we saw this, right. Paul Battel.
Cup of coffee, right? Or
so that was Rabbi Yehuda said, that a cup of coffee or a dip of hummus would be enough. But Rabbi Shimon says, no, it has to be mishlam. Right, which is we saw is the schar batel, which would be the minimum wage that he would get. Right.
My question is, are these are all 50-50, or can I say, hey?
No, we saw it. It could be 30-20, it could be 60-40. Oh. As long as the amount of profits at the end of the day are split according to the loan and the risk. So if I give you $100,000, I say $20,000 is a loan and $80,000 is risk. On the $20,000, you're responsible to make sure I get that money back, whatever happens. The 80,000 is risk capital. If the business goes upside down, then you're only responsible to me for 20. The higher the risk, the higher the rewards. The more profit you'll get, the less profit I'll get.
You can't do a non-recourse loan?
You can't do non-recourse. If you do non-recourse loan on the whole amount, then... But the whole idea of the loan here is that I'm lending it to you. I'm not lending it to the business. So non-recourse would be if you're lending it to the business. Yeah, I'm lending it to you. I'm giving you a personal loan of your share of the equity. And my share of the equity, I'm investing in the company. That's how we get around ribbit here. And that's how I can share in the profits. Otherwise, all the profits paid will be paid as ribbit. Right? So now it's not paid to me as ribbit, it's paid to me as a share of my profit.
Okay.
The keren is split here. The keren, that's the whole idea. I'm lending you a portion to you,
and
the rest I'm investing.
Okay,
that's my keren mashkiya.
But what he malveh, he has to get the keren.
He has to get the keren. Hayav lekabel b'chazara, a call on the halva'a, ken. Lelo ribit. כי he's getting profits on his השקעה.
כן, אוקיי,
בסדר. Now the question is the pay. I have to also pay you a שכר עבודה, שכר תריכה.
כן, זה ברור, כן, כן.
אוקיי, אז בני רבי, יש נפק עליי או הושטרה. דבר כתיבי, פלגה באגר, פלגה בהפסד. Yeah, half was a loan and half was risk. It says palga ba'agar, half was risk. And what's missing from the story here, as Ari pointed out yesterday, there's no mention of salary. Okay? There's no mention of salary. So now that's the question. I'm a rabbi. Rabbi says, Rav Edish, gavra rabbi hava. Right? V'yisur l'inche lo hava safe. And he wouldn't go into a deal where there was an isur over here, right? Look at Rashi there. Lo hava safe. Lo haya ma'achil ribit l'balabai. So it looks like he was the entrepreneur here, right? He was the entrepreneur. He says there's no ways he would do a deal like this where he's not going to get paid money, because if he's not getting paid money, he's causing his investor to earn ribbit. Yeah? Right? And he's working for half the investment because of half the loan. And that elevadai shtarahach imefarshay lelishna. Obviously, Rava says we have to understand this loan as being something else. When it said half risk, half loan, it means as follows: shekibel alav ezehu mehem sheyirtze. So Rava is saying, no, you're misunderstanding this condition. It's not a half a risk, half a loan. There's an option here. It says either this or that, and he explains what does it mean. Okay, ma nafshach. So he says, so what's the difference? What are we talking about over here? So he says like this: I palga va'agar trei tilte behefset. If I'm getting half of the salary of the profits, then you are taking upon yourself. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, I palga yekabla notem ba'agra. So Rashi says like this: this is what the deal is. This is what's going on here. In other words, we're trying to find a way that Rav Elish is getting a salary. He might not necessarily get a guaranteed salary, but he's entitled to a certain amount of the profits for his salary as well. In other words, before they split the profits, he's going to get a certain amount of guaranteed profit for his wages. Okay, look at Rashi explains it nicely. Okay, so if it's half, if they're splitting the profits in half, yekabel alav achrayut hahefsid yoter mimachatzit. Then the investor takes upon a bigger risk. He's saying you can get half the profits, but you only have to pay me back a third of the salary. It was 2/3 is risk, 1/3 is a loan, but we're sharing the profits half off. So can we see that it's weighted in favor of the entrepreneur? Because he's entitled to half the profit, but he's only exposed to a third of the risk.
Okay.
So that's his schar tircha, the upside.
Makes sense. He isn't really investing his sweat equity.
That's
in
exactly.
That
that's proper sweat equity. Right. Correct. Proper sweat equity. Right. Can go on trade tilt at 2/3. The hashta leika ribit. Now there's no ribit. Why no ribit? The hashta leika ele tilt a melve. There's only a third loan. The law kibel of ilish ele tilt a bachrayuto. Only a third of the risk is his. The shakil palga bagri takes half the profits. No, if he wants to take ukeshakil palge ba'agra, v'have mai deshakil ba'agra, tfei mi tilte, he's in profits now, he takes half the profits, which is more than a third of the loan. Schara maloli choach, like Robert said, that's his sweat equity, that's his value for working. Shehu osek b'shnei shlishei pikadon. He's working sweat, ze'ah.
Equity.
Right, okay. Equity hon. Okay, that's a revach shumaka. Now that's the one option that it could be. The other side it could be is the other way around. If he accepts 50% of the risk, in other words, half the money is a loan to him, he'll get 2/3 of the profit. So either he gets a third risk and half the and a half, 2/3 profit and half risk, or a risk and 2/3 profit. However you look at it, he's getting more than his share of the risk, right? So if palga behefsed, trei tilte ba'agar, right? If he takes half the risk, he gets 2/3 of the upside. So I'm Rav Kahana. So now that makes sense. Now we can explain Elish, and we've got a chidush here, right? The chidush is that you don't have to pay the guy money. The very fact that he's got an upside, right, over and above the share of his risk, is in itself good enough, according to Rava, for schar tircha. So I'm Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana says, Amrita Lishmaita Kamed Rav Zvid Minaharda. We told this to Rav Zvid Minaharda, the story of Rav Rava, the way I explained Ilish. Va'amar li Dilmel Rav Ilish Toveli Mobetzir Ave. Maybe no. Why do you have to get so complicated here? Maybe Paschal's not Rav Yehuda. And Rav Ilish happened to sit with the guy that hummus together, and he's got his upside already. He's been paid, and they can carry on. And it's a proper 50-50. Right? Maybe Rav Nachman is telling us aloha to Rav Yehuda. Right? When we said over here, this whole idea over here, we said, I'm Rav Nachman, aloha to Rav Yehuda. So that's the story. Aloha to Rav Yehuda. And what are you getting carried away for? All this complicated. So this is the beginning of investment banking and merchant bankers. They complicate everything, you understand? Like, just keep it simple. He got his hummus. Carry on. No, he meant this, he meant that. Okay. Exactly. So Amale says, no. Love hilchot it, but no. When Rabbi Yehuda said, when Rabbi Nachman said halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, he didn't say halacha k'Rabbi. He didn't really mean halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, right? Love hilchot itmar, ele shita itmar, ele. What did he look at Rashi there? Shita itmar, the last wide lines of Rashi. Hachi am Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi benov, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, kulan b'shita achat amru divrehen. He's not really saying that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. All he's telling us is that when all of them gave their different approaches, whether it was Batsir, or it was Mishlam, or it was what Rabbi Yossi, who spoke like his father as well, they're all just talking about the same ideas, that the person had to get something. Rav Nachman never ever actually said, Alocha is like Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, we can't say that it's just a case of that he got Batsir. Therefore, we have to lean to the inclination of the way Rabbi explained what this deal was. And he says, Hachanami Mistabra. We can see that it makes sense, right? Te'ilo Te'imahachi, if it's not the case, that's only the shitta, not really the halacha. Lamelei lemichsha v'lemeimar halacha halacha. Because look what happened yesterday. Go back to yesterday. It said the Amar of Nachman, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, v'halacha k'Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, v'halacha k'Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. What does it mean like that? Halacha, halacha, halacha. Just a halacha Rabbi Yehuda. He's the most makil. V'shalom on Israel. So obviously the fact that he said halacha, v'halacha, v'halacha, it's not mamash halacha. And the shita along those lines. Right, leim halacha Rabbi Yehuda, the maker of the kulu. Okay, so that is the end of that story over there. Okay.
But you said that that's not halacha.
So the halacha is not Rabbi Yehuda.
It's just not like any of these makil guys.
No, the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Gamli already. I think I saw
that's the most makil.
Rabbi Shimon is the most machmir. He says schar mishlam. You got to pay him the proper amount.
Shimon ben Gamliel?
Rabbi Shimon. He says that. Whether who said whatever you negotiate, was that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? It's not Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. We had the three shittas there. We had Rabbi Meir, we had Rabbi Yehuda, and when Rabbi Meir said by negotiation, he said, Mu'atu har Merube. Remember that? Yes, we had Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir said, Bain Merube, Bain Mu'at, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Afil lo tovali mu'ed abatsir, v'lo achali mu'ed agugot.
Rabbi
Shimon ben Yocha said, Notel eschor mishlam. Shimon ben Yocha. What did I say? Shimon ben Gamliel. I meant Shimon ben Yocha. Obviously, I meant Shimon ben Yocha. I don't know, I already did. Okay. Rabbi Shimon Yochai. That's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Shimon Yochai, that he has to get paid a full fee of Tzchar Batel.
What did you get?
So maybe Rav Ilish would be a good deal, right? Because it appears there that would be just check quickly. Is Steve Rambam there on Ilish? I didn't see. Rav Ilish, Karim Lo Rav Ilish. Right, Umay Nafshach. Look at that vav there. Gavar Rabba Habishrinish. Umay Nafshach. There's a vav there. What's that Shulchan Aruch there on the vav? Maimon Shapeg Vayayan Basagot Vakumin Samag. Kesef Mishta Basamag. Shabtuch Shukach Yerodah Simon Kuf Ayin Zayin Sif Dal Vesif Kafei. Have you got it there?
He says,
I'll start.
You got it there, Michael?
Okay, just carry on.
Okay.
What's it? That was Shmuel. Remember Shmuel said that whenever there's a case of the Taut Sofer. That was Shmuel. We learned that a while ago. That Shmuel said that whenever there's such a story, we always say it was a Taut Sofer. I wrote it somewhere here. So he's saying that it's a case of Taut Sofer. So what's he saying? You can or can't do it, Dr. Vilish? Okay, we look at Shmuel. Shmuel was the one that always says, we learn this on Daf Samech Hay, that Shmuel says that whenever there's a mistake, like we say, if it's a big guy, we say that was Achrayu Taut Sofer, because there's always Achrayu, and that was Shmuel's Shitta. So he's saying there that if, like, Idish was a Talmid Chacham, he wouldn't go into an Iska where there was an Isur, and therefore there's a mistake. The question is, can we understand it the way Rav explained it or not? We're not sure. We'll have to check it up. Okay, let's go. Amar Rav. Now, Rav says as follows. We're talking now about different types of deals over here, right? Of different types of iskaot without Isurim. So, Amar Rav. Mutar shlish b'scharcha, harei zeh mutar. Rav, what does it mean, mutar shlish b'scharcha? What he's saying over here is that I'm giving you an animal, and you're going to bring up that animal, right? Like a small horse or a goat or a cow, whatever the case is, and you're going to look after growing it up. Now, we're going to split the difference, right? We said we're going to split it. So he says, so long as it's worth at least more than a third of what it is now, right, that we don't split. From there onwards, everything is, other way, I'll be honest, I've got quite confused. I wrote myself a few different examples here, and then I saw the Rashi confused me completely. Look at Rashi there. Motashtish b'schacha. Hasham egel lemechza b'schar v'hefzed. Remember, we explained this yesterday. That you bring a guy an egel, and you say, listen, this egel now is worth 50 shekels. I'm giving it to you. And now you're responsible for this egel. That means Hasham. You value it, and you give it over to the guy, and he's going to grow it for you. You're responsible for it. And then we say that we're going to share what it's worth. So he says up to a third we split it, and anything that's worth over a third is yours. Now what's the risk here? Can it be worth more than a third? Because you basically are saying it's going to be enhanced by 33 1/3%. Now what if it doesn't? What if it never becomes worth it more than 25%? So then the guy's not getting any salary. Because in the first 25%, we're splitting half-half. And over and above that, it's yours. So I'm guaranteed my profits up to 25% of the 30% of the profits. 50% of 30%.
I thought you said the
first third goes. No. Rashi's like this. The first third, we split.
We split.
Right. And over and above that, it's all yours. So let's say that this cow's worth 50 now, 100 now, and it's going to be worth 40 one day. So the first 30, we split 15-15, and the next 10 is yours. And that's your schar tircha. Okay? That's what he's saying over here. We're saying it's mutar. Right? So then we don't split. We share the risk. We're partners, 50-50 partners, up to 30% improvement. From there onwards, we risk. There wasn't a halva. I gave you my cow. It's my cow, you working for my cow, you doing the work, it's my cow, you got to feed it and grow it and look after it, and we got to grow it. Right, okay. So it's like this. Ama muta shlish b'schachah reza muta. Shmuel amar, and Shmuel says, wait a second, lo matza muta shlish, yelech lebeit torekan. And if it doesn't get more, this guy's going to do all the work for free. He's working pretty hard, right? El ama Shmuel says, no, kotzetz lo dinar. You give him at least one dinar, you say, here's a dinar, it's your schachah tircha, you carry on. Right, so we see that Shmuel's here going pretty much like Rav Yehuda, right? It was the least amount. I suppose the dinner's a little bit amount, maybe not a little amount. I don't know. So now the Gemara's like it's Vesava Rav, Ein Kotzatin Lo Dinar. Now it was Rav who said that only on the balance over and above the 30% increase or 33 you're going to share in, right? So Rav Lo Savar Kotzin Lo Dinar. Why don't Rav say like Shmuel? Give him a dinar Veshlom Ani Shah, right? V'amar Rav, we got a Mefurash Rav here who said, Reish Agle Lepituma. Right, look at Rashi, Reish Agle. Hamakabel Egel Lepitmo Melemachatzin. If you get a cow, like a goat, or whatever these, what's an egel, a calf, right, to grow up, what do you do? Harosh, you told Kula Lechelko, Beschara Malo Bezono, Vashar Chokim Peshevet. Take the head. The head's yours. And the rest you split. Well, you can eat the head, the brain. Eat brain. Brain's kosher. It's a delicacy.
There's very good in Bavos.
Right?
Sweet bread.
You can eat this.
Right? Moach,
the brain, right? So the head, and maybe, I don't know, you get the I don't know what else, you get the horns of it, and you can use the eyes, and you can use the tongue. Well, there's a fortune of meat in the head, right? The best part of the meat. I don't eat any of it, but I'm saying, right? And that was Rav himself. So we see that Rav already says that it's more than just Rizka. So my love, the Amalei Muta Shlish Bescharcha, isn't that the same idea as saying, give him the Shlish? The Gemara says, lo, the Amalei, I Muta Shlish, I Reish Aglip Tuma. Rav said, no. When Rav said that, he said, you've got a choice. Either take the head, or you can take a Shlish. More than the Shlish. Right, for outside. And that was the first answer. The second answer is Ibad Eima. And the second answer is Kika Ama Rav Mota Shlish Bescharcha Motar. When Rav said that you could have this deal, that over and above a third is yours, Kagon Te Itlei Behem Veledideh. When this guy himself already has animals of his own, why then is he prepared to take on the risk? Right? The Amra Incha, because people say, Gvila Tore, Gvila Tore. What's the difference? I'm doing the work for one cow, or for one ox, or for two oxen. I'm doing the same work anyhow. I'm out there putting out the food every day. So who cares? So I'm happy to get the upside of it over and above the third. That otherwise I want the head.
Okay.
How much more? Okay, a little bit of ochel. I'm going to check. Okay, Rabbi Lezer, and now we're going to master. Rabbi Lazar mihagronya zaban behema. He bought an animal. He gave it to us, Aris. So obviously he was a sharecropper who worked on his farms with him. And he gave it to him and he said, yeah, you know what? You bring up this goat. And he was large, eh? He gave him the head and they split the profits. Okay? So Amrelei Dvitu. Right. He gave him the and V'yayiv Pal Gerivcha and half the profits. Right, in other words, he did like, that was like Shmuel. Like Shmuel said, Lo matzamot hashish lo matzamot hashish lo matzamot hashish lo dadinar. Then we brought a Rav and said, Rav said,
in this story with Rav Elazar.
So he paskin like Rav in the second opinion. It was like Shmuel that you have to at least give the guy something up front. Okay. He did like Rav in the second story. Rav said, you give him the head. So he didn't go on a more than the 30. So he took the head, and now, and they split the prophets half off. So now Amrelei Dvitu. So now the Aris's wife says to him, she's got some business intuition, right? And she says, "Imishtatafet bahadai, yaivlei nami alita." Maybe you know what your problem is. You always letting him buy the animals. Why don't you now go to Rabbi Lazar and say, "No, Rabbi Lazar, I'm going to buy the animal together. We're going to buy this animal as partners, and I will grow it up, and I want the head and the tail." Right, the Aliyah, right? He's got why? He's got kesef. His wife's been saving all the money. Right.
Been saving the heads.
Right. In the original, right. Azel Zavin Behadai. So he went and they bought together in partners this animal. So look, Pali Mei Me'alita. But came to split. Rabbi Lazar split the tail him as well. So Amarle. So he says, Rabbi Lazar, right? Tor Niflig. So the Bach adds in Le Rabbi Lazar. Right? Amarle Rabbi Lazar. So he says to Rabbi Lazar, Tor Niflig Adoresha. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Tor Nifle Garesh. Rabbi Lazar says, now, we're splitting the tail. And Rabbi Lazar says as well, let's split the head. We're splitting everything. So he says to Amalei, he says to him, Hashta, Kemi Karen, Ami Lo. What? Not even like the previous deals. In the previous deals, I always got the whole head. So Mela, we're splitting the tail. My wife thought I'd get the whole tail. You're splitting the tail, but you're not going to give me the whole head? You're going to split the head as well? She says to him, Amalei, Ada Idna, till now, Zuzi Didi Avu. It was my money invested here, right? I lo have Yahibna lach tfei purta. If I never gave you a bit more than I was getting, Mechzei Karibit, because you were doing all the work and you had to get paid for it. So that's why I gave you the whole head. Hashta, now, Shutfana, we partners. My kamart. What are you going to say? Tarachna tfei purta, you worked a little bit harder and therefore you need to get some more money. Amre Inche, people say, Stamari, Selemare, Arika, Meshabed, Nafche, Latui, Neraya. Arisim always work hard for their people. So you worked a little bit hard over here, it doesn't matter. Your interest was that you'd keep me happy and I'd be doing what you're going to do. Therefore, we have to split the money more. There's no problem of rebate any longer, and now you're only getting half. So, ended by putting money into the deal, you actually got less out, and we didn't put any money into the deal. There's a serious message over here, by the way. All right. Maybe Nyavi. Tal Rabbanan. Hashem Behemele Chaveiro. Right? Ad mat.
The moral of the story is don't do deals with rabbis.
Don't do deals with rabbis. Tell Rabbanan. Hashem, behemah lechaveru. You get it. You assess the value. You say this animal is worth 100, and I give it to you now. And now you are responsible for the animal. So Hashem behemah lech. Huh? Shammai. Exactly. Sham. Hashem behemah lechaveru. Right. So he does. Right. So now we have this arrangement where we take an assessment and we give it over. You now got to grow it up. The question is, how long are you obligated to look after? Can I back out of my deal after 3 months since I don't like it? Uh-huh. Can the investor come and take the animal back after 3 months? And listen, okay, your time's up, right? Sumchus omer ba'atonot shmone asar chodesh. Sumchus, when it comes to donkeys, right? Aton is a female donkey. That's Bilam, aton, right? Female, shmone asar chodesh. 18 months. And Begodrot, Rashi says, yeah, Godrot, or like Behemoth Dakot, which is like all the little like goats and sheep, whatever the case is, right? Behemoth Dakot, Ashon, Gadrotzon. Right? Ishrim Va'arba Chodesh, 24 months, right? Ve'im ba lachlok betoch zmano, and if you come now, lachlok betoch zmano, to take it away from him, Chavero Ma'akev Alav. Look at Rashi, yeah? Ve'im ba mekabel. The guy, right? So now the farmer, right? He wants. He says it's enough now. But tochas banazeh, right? The owner barabai hemem ma'akev elav says no, you can't do it now. We've got to wait till the end of the story, right? He says let's sell it now or let's shecht it now or let's something down. And he says no, right? The imalachlok tochas ma chaveru ma'akev lo, right? Aval the and now this writer says aval eino dome tipula shel shana zo. The tipula shel shana acheret. Look at Rashi there. Aval eno dome shetzricha b'shnia lemezonot merubim yoter min arishona. Right, the second year is different to the first year because second year they need more food. So now the Gemara says as follows. This in brackets here, the Mesod Ashas changes it around and says, my aval de kamar. What is that aval? We said it into the brighter. Aval eno dome, but it's not the same. What is this? My aval dekam. This aval that we said. The Gemara corrects it and says, no, what we actually meant was, ela lefi she'eno dome tipula shoshana zo le tipula shoshana acheret. Right, look at Rashi there. My aval dekam. Kosher kain. Hanu time with the ma'akev alav. Right, that's dafka the reason why can we say if the guy who's farming him want to chop him up now, the guy who puts in there says no. But why? Other way around. It's harder now. You're making him work harder by sticking with you. That's the reason Dafka to agree lachlok. So he said no. The Mishnah changed and said the fish and dometi pulash or stati pulash. Look at Rashi. And Achi comes, we've been saying, Lefish eno domechule, vekevan dechach minaga mekablin. And since the guys who receive it from the outset, they know this is the story, chaveru ma'akev alav. Because he knew that he was going to take it for the harder years as well. He can't now get out of the harder years when it's easier and only do the first year. He has to wait the second year, the second period. Now Rashi says that he heard a different version. We're going to skip it out over here now. You can read it after this now. Okay. Okay, Tanya, another writer, Hashem behem el chaveru. Right, if you assess it and you give it to your friend to look after, admatai chayav letapel bevladot. Here's a different story. Now here we're going one generation down. Okay, so I bring you some cows and you're looking after the cows, and while you've got the cows, they happen to have babies. So now how long do I have to look after those babies for? Maybe I can just give you back the cow after 18 months, right? Or 24 months, not a cow, let's say the goats. Give you back the goat after 24 months. I don't want to take the babies, I don't want the babies. Right, so the Gemara is like a bedakash loshim yom. With the behemoth daka, like the goats and the sheep, 30 days, and begas with big animals like cows, 50 days. We'll look after the kids, right? And then you can hand over the kids back to the guy, right? Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says no. Rabbi Yossi says, bedaka shlosha chodashim, 3 months, not 30 days, 3 months. Mipnei shetipula meruba, because it's a lot of work. So what you're to keep it for 3 months because it's a lot of work. Other around, give it up 30 days because it's a lot of work, right? So my tipula meruba. So he says like this, Mibnei sheshinea dakot. Look at Rashi, because his teeth are thin. Right, look at that Rashi there, admatai, the second white lines. Admatai chavetu bevladot. How long to look after the babies for? She'af hei nechlekin lemechza, by the way. Because here as well, those kids, you now have a benefit in that child. You get a deal with a baby. You got the animal, whatever was born is yours. You have a benefit as well. Right, she'hein sachar. Va'mekabel Balomar, Chalukotobiyad, and the guy now who's looking after the animals, he says, you know what, I want to split up now on those Vladot. שלא אעסוק בחלק שלך. I don't want to look after your half for too long. Let's split now and finish, and I've got my dog done. Share your tail book, because I'm not getting any salary for that. I'm already entitled to my half. It's mine. And now for yours, I'm working for free. Right? So we say, בדקה 30 בבגסה there. שינה הדקו, דוקא רשתי, וצ'יכה לאימא ולאדם הרגיל בכך. That's why I said you're going to wait there, you're going to keep them for 3 months. Because during that time, they need their mother, and they need an expert. And you're the expert. I'm not an expert. I don't know how to look after baby animals. I don't know how to look after baby people. Right? You're the one who knows. You're the farmer. Therefore, I leave them with you. Mikan ve'elach. Look at Rashi there. Now back in the Gemara. Rabin, mikan ve'elach notel mechze shelo v'chatzi mechze b'shel chaveiro. And if you leave it with him any longer, then I get 50% is mine, anyhow, is my half. And I get half of your half for looking after the animals. Rav Menashe, and we're going to my Savior. Rav Menashe, Bar Gada,
Shach,
three quarters. Half and half to half, the half, right. Rav Menashe, Bar Gada, Rav Menashe, we're going to shakel mechze shelo, v'chatzi mechze b'shel chaveiro. So Rav Menashe did this. He took half of his and a quarter of the, another quarter. After the coming, obviously there was a din Torah now, there was arguments, and they came before Abaya. Amar le, man padek lach. So now, the guy, hold on 1 second. Atle kamid abaya. I'm a man pali. Look at Rashi at the bottom. The man pali lach. Mi shamota shemeloni shomit yafe. So now the who's complaining over here? Says to him, man pali lach. Who split this? Who did the splitting? Right? Maybe the split was maybe at the outset the evaluation wasn't correct. Right? But more than that, he says, "V'od makom shenagu legadelu." This is a minag of a place. The minag in this place is that you are meant to grow the whole thing. The utnan makom shenagu legadelu yagdilo. You can't split. That's now. He says to the guy, the grower, right, the farmer, you can't split now. Firstly, who did the split for you? How do you know that you're entitled to these halves and what the value is? Maybe that isn't correct. Maybe you took too much. And secondly, you've got to finish up growing. This is a makom legadel.
Right?
So now, v'od makom shenagu legadelu, v'dam makom shenagu legadelu yagdilu. Okay, so that's what he says to him. Makom shenagu legadelu. Right, exactly. Right, so now we've got a story. Now, that was the one maaseh. Now, henu trei kutai, the avud iske b'hadei adade. Now, I saw there the Yabetz, Rabbi Yaakov Emden says that we must be speaking, you just saw in the Gemara's mention it, that it must be speaking about Jews, these Kutaim who came from a place called Kuth, and not Kutim like we know Kutim, right, that aren't really, suffering if they're Jews or not. Because here they did a proper Iska. So it says, Hanu trei kutai, the avud iske b'hadei adade. They did this deal. Azil chad minayu, palik zuzuzay, belo date de chavre. They did this deal, and now the one of them went, and he split the deal, and he took his half. Right? Abu Iskab had it Azul bin Palik Zuzi. They did a deal on money. Okay. Right? They did a deal with money. Brother Atula Kabad Rapapa. They came to Rapapa. And Rapapa says to him, Amalei, my nafka mina, what do you care? Hachiam Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, Zuze commander, Palik, the money's already if it's split. Money's got no name on it. It's split money. Right? So therefore, what do you care that he never agreed to your split? You did the deal. You took the money. You took the money. So he took the money in half. But what's the difference? You got half. You got half. Be happy. The Shana Zavun Chamre Bahadid. The next year, the same two Kutim did a deal together. But they didn't do a deal. They weren't lending money to each other, whatever. But they bought together Zavun Chamre. They bought wine or they sold wine. Right? Kam Idich. Now the other guy, right? The other guy, Palig Lei Belo Date de Chavre. So now the first hand, the injured party, so to speak, came the first time around, right? He said, he did it without my permission. Now the guy who complained last time, he now does it. Right? He splits without the other guy's permission. Right? Atla Kame to Rapapa. Again, they come to Rapapa. So Rapapa says, Amalei, man paliglach. Who told you could split it? So the first time around, he sided with the guy who split. Yeah. Now he split. Rapapa says, who said you could split? Right? So he's always going against him. So he says to him, Amalei kechazina, it appears to me, the batar didi ka'atimar, you're always coming after me. In words, you're never favoring my decision, right? You've got something against me. Right? So Amar Rapapa felt that in the case like this, he better give the guy expression. He says, kahai gavna, vadai tsarich loduya. In such circumstances where people think that a judge isn't acting fairly, he has to explain himself. So he explains to him now why he paskin like he did.
interesting, which means that in normal cases, he doesn't have to give any explanation, just because of judgment.
Yeah, right, nice. Right, what does it look like? Right, Zuzay, when it comes to money, Mishakil Tavi, Vashavik Chasri. Right? So what's he saying over here? At the end of the day, when it came to money, right, did he take good ones or bad ones? That's the question. If we split, there were good coins and bad coins. If you're going to tell me that he split it equally and you got your fair share of the good ones and your fair share of the bad ones, and he got his fair share of the good ones, his fair share of the bad ones, there's no problem over here. But Chamra, Kule Alme Yade, everyone knows, the Ika de Basim, Vika de Lo Basim. That there's some good wine and there's bad wine. With money, money's money.
Yeah.
But wine, there's good wine and there's bad wine. So when it came to the money, who cares? When it came to the wine, here we're saying, how can you just split it? You've got to make sure that he's getting the good and the bad, or you're getting the good and the bad. You can't just take the good and leave him for the bad. Wine's more complicated. And other Gemara says gufa. This is that gufa, right? Because remember, he said over here, Ha-hachi Amar Rav Nachman, Amud Aleph, just a second ago, it was said that Rav Nachman said, now we're bringing the Rav Nachman, and this is Gufa, this is exactly what Rav Nachman said, Zuzay commander Palgidamu, money's already been split, right? Now the Gemara sort of like limits it, and when did he say this? Hanimili, Tavi v'tavi, tekule v'tekule. When it's good ones and good ones, and bad ones and bad ones, right? Aval tavi v'tekule. But Rav Nachman, even Rav Nachman didn't say that if you take all the good coins and give your friend all the bad coins, our money split. No. Money has to be done, like I explained just now, has to be good and good and bad. Okay. Rav Chama, have mogar zuzei b'pshita le yoma. That Agota Bach there changes the de yoma, mi yoma le yoma. So Rav Chama was quite clever over here, right? And he would rent money for the day. He never charged interest. He would rent you money. He'd give you a big coin and rent you for the day, and you'd pay him rental a little coin, okay? So it took me a long time till I worked this one out, but he says like this. He said, right, never agree with me. He didn't charge you, he rented you money. Never charged interest, he rented you coins.
Okay. He didn't call it a loan, he called it
rent. Right, look, yeah, it says Moger Zuze b'pshita. A Moger, a Zuze is a dinner tsuri, and a pshita is an eighth of a tsuri. So he rented you a dinner tsuri for an eighth of a tsuri. Right? In other words, an eighth is 15%, correct? 8 to 50 or 15%.
It's almost like a
payday then. 15, eh? It's 15 and 1/8. No. I think how much is an eighth? Doesn't matter. Right, whatever. One eighth. But how much is 1/8 in percentages? Okay. 12.5%, thank you. Right? So for 12.5% a day. Not bad rental. Right? Leyoma. Right? Kalus Rav Chama, he went broke. He lost all his money. Right? Kalu Zuzay Rav Yom. Look at Rashi. There, Kalu Rav Chama. Yardu le Timayon. His money all went to Timayon. Now, just I don't know what does Timayon mean. Timayon, the coffers of the, but it's a colloquialism to say halach le Timayon. It went down to but the word Timayon, but the real word, this I learned from Tzachi Ashraf many years ago. The real word Timayon is the coffers of the king. When you say Yarad le Timayon, it means that it all went to the king. The king took all your money. As it all went to the king. That's what it means. You lost it all. The king took it all. So yeah, Yardula Timayon. Right? Kramin Lakaman. Right? Shamalvin Beribit. If you lend money Beribit, Nichsehen Mit Motetin. Your assets all go to waste. But you gotta be careful. People who rent Beribit, they lose their money. Right? And even if it isn't apparent immediately. Right? Leomakuraka. Who Savar? So what was his shita? Why did he do this? If we knew this. Hu savar, mashnai memra. Right, look at Rashi there. Mashnai memra, poshair, beloaz. Alo rashaya nila skirit kli. Right, poshair, perush ma'ader. What is I'm renting an axe or a hoe or a whatever, a kli, some sort of instrument, or I'm renting money?
What's the difference?
He pays for rental. He uses the money to... Right? That's what he says. That's what he said. Who savar maishna mamra? Veloi, the Gemara says, not the same as a Mamre. Why? There's an important definition here for us to understand Ribbit. Veloi, why? Mara Hadrabeina. The guy gives you back the exact same Adair. Veyadir Pachta. You can see the wear and tear on it. And that's really what your rental is for. You getting rental income. Why? Because there's wear and tear on the usage, right? Part of it's your problem, part of it's also to recover. Zuze, money, lo hadre beinu, banayu, money, not giving exact same. We learned that. Mil vil hotza anitna.
Remember?
Mil vil hotza anitna. When a guy gives you money, you never expect to get back the exact same money. Right, lo hadre banayu, and moreover, lo yadir pachta. You can't see the wear and tear in money. Right? So I'm a Rava.
But we said you could see wear and tear in money.
No.
Coins wear out.
Coins wear out over time, but if you learn for the day, you're not. So long as the coin is a valid coin, there's no wear into the coin. Okay. Zuze lo hadrabina, you know, okay. I'm a Rava. Shari leile inish le maimre le chavre. Now we're looking at some things. I could be the top meeting. I'm a Rava. Shari leile inish le maimre le chavre. Heilach arba zuzi. Take this for Zuz. And go and lend. I'm paying you money, and you please go and lend somebody else money. That you can do. That's not considered ribbit, right? Why is it not ribbit? Lo asher Torah ela ribbit haba'a milove lemalve. When's ribbit asur? When the person getting the loan, he's the one paying the ribbit. But if a friend of yours is paying the guy interest to give you a loan, he's helping you out. That's not called. That's called tzedakah. That's tzedakah. And that's my svara, that's a doka. If I'm paying you money, listen, Jack, I'm giving you money, please go lend him money, right, for free, that's a doka.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. More than that, you can say it to a friend, listen to this. Shakilach arba zuz.
You can charge me? If you give money to Michael and he lends it to me, he can charge me?
No, I pay Michael the money to lend you an interest-free loan. Yeah. In the end, Michael gets the interest, right? He's not getting it from you, he's getting it from me. And therefore it's okay.
He's getting from
I'm paying Michael for Zuz. And I'm saying, Michael, please make interest-free loan to Robert.
Yeah.
So Michael got money from me for making you the loan. So Michael benefited. I paid him money.
You got it all to me though.
Gives me extra. No, he's giving him a fee for lending you
money. I paid him a fee for lending you money.
The fee. He's not the money I gave you.
Even a handling fee could be considered ribbit.
Okay,
even working for the guy is considered ribbit. The fact is, he's going to get that money back from Robert, and my money I gave him staying with him.
But I didn't give him ribbit though.
Exactly. But I did.
He did.
Exactly, that's why it's mutar. Because he didn't borrow from me. It's only the guy who, that's what the Gemara says. When's it asur? Lo asur toira ribit haba mi love le malve. You the love, he's the malve. I'm the one paying the ribit. So none of you are getting, you're not paying the ribit, therefore it's not ribit. Okay? Rav Amar Rav, shau le le inish le maim le chavre. Shaki lach arbe zuze. Va amar le ploni le osvan zuze. I can go to you and pay you money to persuade him to lend me money. Right, that's called a lobbying fee, right? Right? Right, my timer, why not? Schar amira keshakil. Because what are you doing? You're basically taking a fee for going to tell him to give the loan. Right? Kihai da abba, we've got a mas here. Kihai da abba barambare dra papa. Kihai da abba marbare dra papa. This abba marbare dra papa. Have a shakil. Ugna de kira. Now we know about the kira. Now we've seen this word before, right? The guy makes wax. So he takes a whole bunch of cakes over wax. Mikirai from a wax guy. In other words, he paid him a bunch of wax cakes. Va'amel avua, and he went to his father and he said, Osfinu zuza, go lend the wax maker some money. And he paid his son a bunch of wax to go and persuade his father to give him a loan. So Amr Rabbanu Rav Papa, Achil bare de marabita, but this is causing you to earn interest. Yeah, because look, your son's getting the money and you're making the loan. Is it like you're getting interest? Amar lehu, kol ki hai ribita nechul lo asra Torah. This is what Torah says, asra. Why? Ela ribit haba mi love le malva, hach eschar amira keshakil v'shari. He just took a commission on getting me to do the loan. That's mutar. Okay, so it opens up a whole different world. Okay. Shamin pare v'chamor. Right? Shamin pare v'chamor v'chol davar shu osev ochel mechza. We saw this yesterday, right? That if it's something that's ochel, Oseh ve'ochel, right? That eats, that does and eats. There you can have a deal where you split it all in half, right? Lemechza. Look at Rashi there. Lemechza. Just to go back. Shamin para. Gedola ve'chamor gadol. Sheru'uyin le'malacha. Which is worthy can, to work. It can work for you. U'melachtam kula shel mekabel. And now any of the proceeds of its work. So it's plowing in the field. Whatever else it's doing is yours. You can use the animals while you're growing them up, right? That is your schar. Makom she'nagu lachlok et havladot miyad. And now the Mishnah says there are places where there's a minhag to split the vladot, the babies that are born immediately, cholkin. Makom shnau legadel, yak, do you remember the story we had with the kutaim? The story we had just now. They said, but two, it was a makom shenagu legadel. Right, so there, yakdilu. But if it was a kolach miyad, you could lachlok miyad. Right, and Shimon Gamliel Omer, shamin egil im imo, that if the eagle's there with his mother, you can sham, even though the eagle is not ra'u la'avod, right? V'siach im imo, you can do that, as long as they have to look at Rashi there. Eagle im imo, v'ein tzarich liten schar amal umazon le'egel ele le'aim. You have to pay for the baby. Because the baby's not doing anything. The mother's feeding it, the mother's stepping it around. Right? Now the Mishnah says an interesting thing, we'll see it in the brighter. Right? Umafriz al sadehu, you can go crazy. So it's be mafriz. We'll see the Gemara explain in a second what that means. Okay. Tan Rabbanan, the brighter. Mafriz al sadehu eino choshesh mishum ribit. What does it mean when the Mishnah said? Mafriz al sadehu. There's mafriz, right? You rent from your friend a field and you're going to pay him 10 kur of chitim, a measure of that for every year. And you go to him and say, listen, let me 200 zuz, I'll invest in this field. Okay, I'll fix it up, I'll make it better. I'll pay you instead of 10, 12. Now that seems like he's paying him 2 for the ribbit. Right, the one says mutar. Why, look at Rashi there, mutar. Look at Rashi there, mutar. V'ein zo ribbit schar, it's not called ribbit of the money. Why? Ele shechocher mimenu sadeh meshubachat. Because now I'm renting from you an improved field. Yeah, and therefore, so you put money in. Umale lo b'chachirut sadeh tov yoter misadeh ra'ah matayim zu shnei kurim chitim. And therefore, if you basically rented me a better field, I used your money to fix up your field. So it's not ribbit. Okay, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba, Baravu ha'pa'amim, shemafriz al-chanut la-tzur ba-tzura, osfin la-sot la-iskera. So he says, sometimes you can do the same thing with a shop. Mafriz al-chanut la-tzur ba, look at Rashi, la-tzur ba-tzura, la-tzur ba-tzura, la-tzur ba-tzurot, shi-otzi ma'ot halalu, you use this money, a shopkeeper gives you money, la-tzur bo-tzurot, we have it today, by the way, with a lease. You get like the guy gives you a budget that you can fix up the place, right? As part of the rental, the landlord gives you a budget to go and make improvements. That's exactly this Mishnah. And therefore, you make it more attractive, and people will come in. You're going to earn more because anyhow, he's going to be sharing. Okay, so now you can pay more for the rental, right? And it's filled up with iskra, and same idea, iskra vilon v'shar klei asfina kagon torin. And a sail. And also with a boat, if a guy rents your boat, you can do the same story. Chanut letzor batzurta, when it comes to a shop, tetzavu ba'in sheva havi agritvei, because you'll be able to make more money. And a svin lasot la'iskira wa, kevan de shapira iskritvei, agritvei, the more you get it, the more you earn. Okay, so that works like a svinta amarav, agra upagra. When it comes to a boat, right, Rav says, agra ufagra, you can charge the guy rent, pays you rent for using it, and he has to pay you damages. But that's a bit of a problem. Why? Because if he's responsible for damages, it means that he's got the achrayut. When he's achrayut, it means that was like a loan. You lent him the boat, and he's now achray for the boat. So if he's achray for the boat, the boat's his responsibility, and he pays you a rental, it looks like he's paying you ribbit over here. Because almost like you've lent him the boat, that's why he's responsible, and he's paying you. Right, so the Gemara says, "Amru le Rav Kahana, Rav Asi le Rav. E agra lo pagra. If there's rent, there's no damages. And e pagra lo agra. And if there's damages, there can't be rent. Like I just explained, because it seems like you're lending him the boat. He's taking upon himself all the achrayut, and therefore, by paying you rent, he's getting ribbit on that loan. So Shatik Rav, Rav kept quiet. Didn't know what to say. Amru Rav Sheshet, my time is right. Rav keeps so quiet. So he says, Lo Shmielei, the Tanya, didn't he know this brighter? He could have simply retorted and said, what? The Tava Bishamru Ain Makabin Son Basel Israel, even though you can't get Son Basel. Now Rashi explained it nicely what Son Basel is, right? What's Son? We use this in with Gitti, right? With women, with divorces, right? With marriages, they come to the marriage, right? He's fully responsible. She may too law. If they die, he's responsible. Abdullah, he's responsible. Vasai, now they split the prophets between them. Vahainut son Barzel, it's sheep. She kashe ke Barzel. They're hard like Barzel, but you got full responsibility. She kaim etzel ba'alav, enu pochet eslam. V'niri she rova mekablim kacha yu nohagim nekabel b'hem edaka. Lachi kari lehu tzon. He says most of these deals were done with tzon, with the cattle, and that's why it, with sheep and goats. And that's why it's called tzon Barzel. So he says, lo shmir ed hani rebeil shem tzon ma'aval mekablim tzon Barzel min anochim, aval amru Hashem. Right, Lo Shmir led Har Tanya Fush Amru and Gabin Sonar Bazim Israel, Amakablin, Sonar Bazim bin Anochim. Aval Amru Hasham Paru Lechaveru, Vamelo Hare Patcha, Asuya Alai Beshloshim Dinar, Vayinacha Besele Bechodesh Mutar. So he says that's with regards to Sonar Barzel, but here with regards to an animal, right? But the render says like this, I'm assessing it for 30 dinar, and I'm going to pay you a month Mutar. Why? Lefishelo Asa Damim. Because what's the story of that? Lo Asa. No, but let's end it for here. We can